This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we mosey further along in the Psalter with Psalms 68 and 69. Let God arise. The Lord gives the word, the mount God desired. Awesome is God in his sanctuary and no foothold. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
A reading from Luke chapter 11. While Jesus was speaking, a Pharisee asked him to dine with him, so he went in and reclined at table. The Pharisee was astonished to see that he did not first wash before dinner. And the Lord said to him, "Now you Pharisees cleanse the outside of the cup and of the dish, but inside you are full of greed and wickedness. You fools! Did not he who made the outside make the inside also? But give as alms those things that are within, and behold, everything is clean for you. But woe to you Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue and every herb, and neglect justice and the love of God. These you ought to have done without neglecting the others. Woe to you Pharisees, for you love the best seat in the synagogues and greetings in the marketplaces. Woe to you, for you are like unmarked graves, and people walk over them without knowing it." One of the lawyers answered him, "Teacher, in saying these things, you insult us also." And he said, "Woe to you lawyers also, for you load people with burdens hard to bear, and you yourselves do not touch the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe to you, for you build the tombs of the prophets whom your fathers killed. So you are witnesses, and you consent to the deeds of your fathers, for they killed them, and you build their tombs. Therefore also the wisdom of God said, 'I will send them prophets and apostles, some of whom they will kill and persecute, so that the blood of all the prophets, shed from the foundation of the world, may be charged against this generation, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who perished between the altar and the sanctuary. Yes, I tell you, it will be required of this generation. Woe to you lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You did not enter yourselves, and you hindered those who were entering. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising.
Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. This is the gospel of the Lord? Question mark. Thanks be to God? Question mark. More like, O Lord, have mercy upon us. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 woe to yous. But though it seems unconventional and though it feels uncomfortable, I believe Jesus is exhibiting for us how to get the girl. Out of the mouth of this kind of Almighty, in the hands of a heavenly bridegroom, even the woeing amounts to wooing, because with the Son of God, woe means love. How to get the girl? Step one, get right up in her face. A Pharisee asked him to dine with him, so he went in and reclined at table. Love draws near and comes close. Real love intrudes and invades personal space. True love breaches and encroaches upon her world. Pure love busts in your life and breaks through your heart. Divine love infiltrates the imagination, occupies the conscience. The gospel meets every encounter with an other as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Christian faith treats each interaction with a neighbor like it's the last chance. So Lord Jesus doesn't bother freshening or dressing up. Nazareth's manual laborer takes no heed of defects or deficits or disqualifications, pays no mind to the failures, the faults, the imperfections. The holy peasant just casts caution and second thoughts aside, throws courtesy and better judgment to the wind. And God, on the move, urgently unloads point blank, presses bare, broken flesh against fingers, pours candid blood upon lips, whispers spirit into ears, and gets under the skin. The Messiah among us inhabits the ordinary, the material, the familiar. Baptism, absolution, bread, and Bible make this love yours. And it knows nothing about withholding or hesitating. It extends, it connects, it involves, it entangles. Love gets right up in her face. Because with the Son of God, woe means love. How to get the girl? Step two, kick out chairs, knock down tables. 7 exclamation points pepper only 14 verses. Love goes intense. It does serious. Real love embraces and engages the hard work. True love persists and perseveres even in the heavy weight. Pure love struggles with the difficulties, suffers through the dangers. Divine love is not here just to entertain or play. It has come to save and to rehabilitate. The gospel behaves all resolute and relentless with commitment and conviction. The Christian faith always divulges, declares, asserts, exclaims. So the Lord Jesus warns in order to win over. He enacts courage where others are just going to hit it and quit it. And he audaciously dares where everything else abandons. Maybe he makes a crummy party guest, but he is an incomparable champion. And maybe he makes a second-rate dinner date, but he is a top-tier hero. He orchestrates all the liturgies of nature and conducts history's symphony so that he may reserve for himself the right to determine the manner of our very being and retain the responsibility to decide the timing of death itself. Love kicks out chairs and knocks down tables. Because with the Son of God, woe means love. How to get the girl? Step three. Say the wrong things, which is say that the things have gone wrong. Woe to you Pharisees! Woe to you lawyers, you fools, full of greed and wickedness. You neglect and you burden and you hinder. You see, love honestly acknowledges the human experience of unfulfillment. Real love will openly affirm the human condition of hurting. True love validates how sinful selfishness has ramifications for us and repercussions for those around us. Pure love holds the bullies accountable. And divine love commiserates with the victims. The gospel can face injuries firsthand and confront injustices head on. Christian faith laments instead of just laughing, grieves rather than gratifying only. So the Lord Jesus, he recognizes the law-breaking and the evil-doing, and as judge of the living and the dead, he accuses and rebukes human trespasses for offending against the Heavenly Father. He convicts, he condemns your transgressions against Almighty God. And as authority over heavens and earth, he levels penalties upon our disobedience, however trivial they may seem. He fully imposes punishment upon our iniquities, no matter how allegedly private, because our crimes, they do wreak desecration over this blessed realm. And they do ruin to precious persons, and they make wreckage of sacred creation. Even Christ Jesus will not paper over brokenness, but will also share in the sorrows and not solely the celebrations. Love says the wrong things, the things gone wrong, because with the Son of God, woe means love. How to get the girl, step four, go on and on about yourself. The blood of the prophets shed from the foundation of the world may be charged against this generation, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who perished between the altar and the sanctuary. Yes, I tell you, it will be required of this generation. Love sacrifices self for the other's survival. Real love steps in to make atonements and amends, to bring about a beloved's salvation. True love stands in the dear one's place. Pure love substitutes one's own body and life to spare the sweetheart. Divine love compensates on behalf of the whole human race. The gospel eats every expense that our kind has incurred, covers our costs, settles the debts, reconciles all accounts. A Christian faith finds rest and rejoicing in our Father in heaven's forgiveness and favor and unconditional acceptance towards sinners. Lord Jesus, he is this generation. He himself embodies the party upon whom the woes are piling up. The incarnate one subsumes into himself entire humankind's timeline of guilt. This Lamb of God specifies precisely what he dies and re-arises for. Crucified, he carries out the cleansing that even the lawyers lacked. Resurrected, he brings about the purification that the Pharisees didn't have. And so his proclamations, whenever repeated even today, ransom you this very moment to immediate effect, and peace and preservation and purpose now ensue for you going forth. The pronouncements of this Lamb of God, as long as they are ongoing, especially here, they redeem you right now for an everlasting experience of expectation and inheritance and enjoyment. Love goes on and on about himself, because with the Son of God, woe means love. How to get the girl, step five, have eyes for every lady. This one episode reaches Pharisees and lawyers on the one hand, prophets and apostles on the other, and fools the likes of you and me to boot. This one event manifests no favoritism, no discrimination towards synagogues or marketplaces or unmarked graves. Love receives every neighbor. Real love receives every neighbor as a gift and a privilege. True love receives every neighbor as a gift and a privilege, from fertilization to forever. Pure love receives every neighbor as a gift and a privilege, from fertilization to forever, no matter what age or appearance or ability. Divine love still today, creates and redeems and calls all human lives as his own treasures and blessings from conception until beyond death. And Christian faith rejoices to share life until the fellowship welcomes as brothers and sisters even the ones who are as unbecoming as us. Lord Jesus just will not hold back his fixation with every descendant of Adam. Lord Jesus just will not restrain his affection for every offspring of Eve. And so this good shepherd has not eased and does not cease and will not rest until he courts and charms and enchants and proposes and betroths every member of our race. And may every last atom slant the universe to draw us all, embryo to elderly. May every single movement bend the cosmos to drive us unto trusting him and unto accompanying one another. Love has eyes for every lady and fella. Because with the Son of God, woe means love. Amen. May the same Lord who has begun this good work in you carry it on to its completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you.
In our prayers today, we remember Jury Rauget and Baby as they undergo medical testing and observation. Also, we remember Amanda Doster and Baby in the final weeks of pregnancy. Finally, we remember Zachary Johnson as he undergoes surgery. O Lord, hear my prayer. Graciously hear the prayers of your people, that we who justly suffer the consequence of our sin may be mercifully delivered by your goodness to the glory of your name. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Creator of us all, our lives are in your hands. Receive our prayer for Jury and Amanda and for the children they carry, that they may safely come to the time of birth. Grant that by water and the word, these children may be brought to new birth in Christ. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Jesus Christ, in your ministry, you healed many with frail and diseased bodies. Be present with Zachary as he undergoes surgery. Bless him with faith in your loving kindness and protection. Endow the surgeons and the medical team with skill and alertness. Bring your servant to a speedy restoration of health and strength according to your gracious will. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.